Activists gathered under the theme of No Tech for Fascism, War, Plunder, and Exploitation, Fight for Livelihood, Just Peace, and Liberation, with members of the International League of People's Struggles Alliance, along with other organizations. Protesters would march from the offices of Scale AI to Open AI, both companies that have been facing backlash for their labor practices, psychological trauma, and sudden firing of workers both in the U.S. and overseas. Mike Casey is president of the San Francisco Labor Council.
The advent of Uber and Lyft and how they got special laws, spent hundreds of millions of dollars to get exempt from treating their employees as employees. Again, you know, we talk a lot about how bad MAGA and the oligarch right wing is, but you know what? We should expect more from the people who proclaim to defend working people's rights. AI is about to decimate this economy. Are they going to wake up when there are only 5 trillionaires and 30% unemployment rate? Are we going to have to wait for action then? No!
Earlier this week, it was announced that OpenAI had accepted a $500 million contract with the U.S. Department of Defense that will ultimately further the Department of Defense's tie to a modern military industry. This agreement led to a Philippine military massacre of civilians, including the recent death of 2 Filipino-American U.S. citizens. A spokesperson for Gabriela USA, an alliance of progressive grassroots Filipino women's organizations in the U.S., spoke on this issue.
Artificial intelligence is fueling the wars overseas! Has helped to kill the Negros 19! And so we are in front of the consulate demanding that the new consulate general, Dalisayon, actually come out and speak to us. We've seen the environmental impacts, indentured labor sources, critical minerals, brands, physical infrastructure. There's cobalt mining in the Democratic Republic of Congo. We've seen again and again military rehearsals of war to test the power of AI for military dominance.
The increase of AI usage, not just in the U.S., but in other countries, such as the Philippines and Palestine, has caused uproar over working conditions, low wages, and use of AI in surveillance. Critics fear that if no change is made soon, it could lead to a bigger problem down the line. They're calling for better regulations for those not only in Northern California, but the Philippines and Palestine as well. Executive Director of the Arab Resource and Organization Center, Lara Kiswani, was one of the featured speakers at the rally.
We oppose tech for fascism, war, plunder, and exploitation, and we fight for the livelihood, just peace, and liberation for our people in Palestine, in the Philippines!
Many organizations have called on the CEOs of Scale AI and Open AI to address this issue, but so far they have declined and have repeatedly ignored any questions or comments on this issue. Activists and organization leaders worry for the future if nothing is done on this matter. Meanwhile, activist Nima Lin of the International League of People's Struggles said, quote, "This will be the largest gathering of people directly impacted by tech warfare San Francisco has seen. And with more of our loved ones unjustly locked in detention here in the U.S. or killed in drone strikes abroad, we are certain it will spark a larger movement." End quote. Reporting for KPFA News, I'm Brianna Vasquez.